The Truth News Network. In a world of talking points, you need intelligent conversation. You need TNN. The Truth News Network. And Dan Newman.
That's me. You're here, and we are the Truth News Network family. Thank you so much for joining us today. A very critical topic to speak about today that has very little to do with actual politics. No such thing as American citizen privacy anymore. Remember this, in 2002, Tom Cruise starred in a Steven Spielberg movie, Minority Report, that shocked the world. It was the first 21st century look into a George Orwell world in which Big Brother was actually watching us, and watching us everywhere. In one famous scene, Cruise is seen walking through an airport. Every few steps, huge video boards would begin playing messages in which all of the message contents included Cruise's face and were directed specifically to him. Moviegoers immediately wondered, could something like that actually be possible in my lifetime? The answer was, and is, yes. In fact, it's available today. A little-known computer programmer from Australia is grabbing serious attention about this. He is scaring those who have become electronics privacy police to death, and the fact that a young Aussie has found a way to load billions of images into a database that has targeted Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and several other social sites. And you can bet the cease and desist notifications have flooded his offices down under. His company is named Clearview AI, Clearview Artificial Intelligence. With this company in full operation, individual privacy is going to be a thing in the past. While many immediately think of the evil such software must make possible, there's much good that has actually been implemented as a direct result of his software. 600 law enforcement agencies around the world are using his facial recognition software as part of their already in place facial recognition programs. And its results are mind-boggling. Just imagine detectives who report a crime scene where a violent crime against someone has been committed. If there was a video camera aimed at the area of the crime and was fortunate enough to record just a momentary glimpse of his face, Clearview AI grabs it. The software on its own using that picture quickly researches online for all other pictures and also affiliated data regarding that person's circumstances. It automatically will upload all that information to local authorities. Then, that info can most definitely be used to collar a criminal and quickly trace his or her criminal associates and criminal history. We have millions and millions of different websites all around the web that we crawl and add to our database, Tontat told ABC News. There's a lot of crimes and cases that are being solved. We really believe that this technology can make the world a lot safer, Tontat added. He also said investigating agencies in Australia are using his technology. However, privacy advocates and experts in internet regulation fear that Tontat may have breached several norms. In the first place, he's collected the images illegally, they argue. The lack of regulation in facial recognition tech will allow the misuse of powerful technology. If left unregulated and unchecked, the technology can kill personal privacy in one fell swoop, they add. Police around the world are using Clearview AI. The New York Times reported that federal and state law enforcement agencies in the U.S. are using it to track criminals. At the same time, the officers New York Times spoke to said they did not know how the little-known company secured these images, nor did they know who was behind the cutting-edge technology. Police have been able to solve crimes such as shoplifting, child abuse, identity theft, credit card fraud, and murder even, using this technology. However, on the flip side, millions of sensitive photos are being uploaded into the service of a mysterious company, adding to the billions it has already scraped off of social pages. Privacy advocates, as you can imagine, are horrified at this breach, they call it. Privacy warriors are horrified about the way the untested company has managed to get access to billions of photos. Crime investigating agencies have used facial recognition technologies for at least 20 years, but their resource base was images provided by government sources, such as a driver's license. With Clearview AI getting into the act, personal photos uploaded anywhere on the social world are screened instantaneously. People are concerned when their biometrics are harvested from social media channels. Their sensitive personal information, biometric information is sensitive information, has been taken without their knowledge or their consent, and it's been put to use for applications that they were not aware of, and they certainly haven't agreed to. That's according to Monique Mann of the Australian Privacy Foundation. Stalkers and crime syndicates could be hands-on regarding personal photos. New York Times found that Clearview AI has developed a method for doing real-time facial recognition using augmented reality glasses and supporting technology. However, Tontad has said real-time surveillance is not the aim nor the function of the company. He explained that his company was focused on search, not surveillance, and that Clearview AI is an after-the-fact research tool. Though the technology is just being used by law enforcement agencies right now, commercialization of its use can spell danger. Privacy advocates, of course, claim that already. Corporations, stalkers, crime syndicates can access the technology and track people down using photographs obtained from public spaces. Tontad dismisses that Facebook warning. Meanwhile, Facebook said it would take action against Clearview AI over its practice of scraping images off its platform. Scraping Facebook information or adding it to a directory are prohibited by our policies, Facebook said. However, Tontad dismissed the prospect and sought to oversimplify the context, saying, "The general public does understand the things that are public do get into search engines and other places," he said. So, who is this guy? Who is Juan Tontad? Tontad moved to Silicon Valley from Australia in 2007 after dropping out of college. There he met Richard Schwartz, who was Rudy Giuliani's aide when he was New York mayor. They met in 2016, and the two ventured into the setting up of the facial recognition company. His personally penned bio appears as follows on the Clearview AI official homepage. Juan is co-founder and CEO of Clearview, a startup company based in New York City, creating the next generation of image search technology. A self-taught engineer, Juan is an Australian of Vietnamese descent. As a student, he was ranked number one solo competitor in Australia's Informatics Olympiad. He was also ranked number two guitarist under age 16 in Australia's National Eisenford Music Competition. Juan moved to San Francisco when he was 19 and created over 20 iPhone Facebook apps with over 10 million installs. Several are ranked in the App Store's top 10. He then worked at AngelList, creating their Talon iPhone app before moving to New York City in 2016. Tontad's bio on Everypedia Bio says that he is the founder of Clearview AI, and they term it a technology company that produces facial recognition software for law enforcement agencies. He was born in Australia, moved to San Francisco at 19. He started two companies, Happy Appy and SocialSoft. He also worked as an engineer at AngelList and FitMob. Juan is also a guitarist and musician who has recorded and released his own music. The bio adds to that. As per his profile on Medium, he is an entrepreneur, computer hacker, guitarist, and part-time model. An interesting guy, to say the least. So let me just ask you this. Where's the downside in all this? Now, you've listened to this entire thing as I've introduced Clearview AI to you. How do you feel about it? What's the downside? We know what the positive is. It's a great tool for law enforcement to use. Well, in this age of instant electronic everything, people are desperate to make certain identities and personal information remains just that, personal. When our lives are made electronic and via the internet are stored on the servers of our credit card companies, our banks, big online companies like Amazon and even Apple, there are rich incentives for shady individuals and even countries to find ways to access everything they can about you and me. If you believe the radio and television ads we see and hear, every few seconds another American's personal information is stolen by hacking into servers. When Minority Report hit theaters in 2002, it seemed far-fetched to believe artificial intelligence could ever exist with the capability of doing what it is now doing unnoticed, every day. Have you noticed any of these? You see a television ad, and you, via the internet or telephone, reach out to order something from the ad. Maybe you're just asking questions to get more information. Then, surprisingly, you begin to see ads on sites like Facebook and Twitter for the actual companies featured in those ads, and even more likely, ads for their competitors. And you see those on your Facebook page. How did they get all that? Well, it's because of the technology like that developed by companies like Clearview AI. Maybe you drive through your local Starbucks to get a latte on the way to work. At the window, you pay using your Citibank personal debit or credit card. Later that day, you're on your office computer surfing the web to get a quick freshener on the day's national news. Lo and behold, Starbucks pops ads followed by Citibank pop-ups. Not long ago, I was on a return flight from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, with a layover in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, I went to the lounge of the airline I use, logged into their secure server with my credentials for that airline, and spent an hour online doing some catch-up office work. For weeks after I returned to the U.S., I received spam emails from a host of companies headquartered in Hong Kong. If that wasn't odd enough, I started receiving pop-up ads for beer coloring companies. Beard, as in facial hair. Beard coloring companies. I'm bald, and I've worn a beard for 30 years. My beard is brown, speckled and gray. Most of the beard coloring ads I received referenced my, quote, keeping the gray out of brown hair and brown beards using their products. How in the world is that possible? I sat in that airport lounge on that airline's Wi-Fi on my laptop with a camera on my face the entire time from my laptop. I shouldn't have even been surprised at the results. It's here, folks. Artificial intelligence is everywhere. We're just going to have to find ways to deal with it. Going to wrap this thing up. No, we're not talking about impeachment today, but this is important, and we're going to bring a politician into our summary. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky. That's just ahead at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Required listening at universities around the world. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Every day you have to think of what's for dinner. Well, now Subway has a solution that is sure to please every person you have to feed for that last meal of the day. It's called Dinner Tonight. Every day after 4 p.m., Subway is offering a Dinner Tonight special, which includes two regular 6-inch subs, two bags of chips, and two 21-ounce fountain drinks, all for just $11.99. This offer is available all day long on Sundays. Subway of Kodiak. Eat fresh.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? Snuggle. I'm so out of here.
Wait, come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
As much a part of your day as pants. Dan Newman, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Gotta be completely honest with you. In my lifetime, before this, I've never been compared to pants. Hey, back to it, talking about artificial intelligence. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, has long been a proponent for cracking down on U.S. intelligence agencies and even private companies that walk that thin line between the information and data of American citizens being collected by government agencies and also private companies. He's been accused of being a conspirator and a paranoid lawmaker from the South. But Senator Paul hit on something. Americans' privacy is no longer Americans' privacy. We sold our privacy at a yard sale, he said. How so? Well, we sold our private rights very quietly to the tech giants like Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, all the cell companies and internet providers a long, long time ago. When those transactions were finalized, each of us painted a huge bullseye on our foreheads. Through hacking, illegal sharing, even mass sales of data, Our privacy of everything in our lives was either made available to the general public or to people who desperately wanted access to it, so to make lots of money using it. Sometimes they use that information to extort money and favor from the very ones who have been violated. I'll finish today without giving you a warm and fuzzy, all you need to do is take care of your private information and enroll in Company X's identity protection plan, and you'll be fine. Not only do I not believe that, but internet security technology was created by humans and can be hacked by humans. They wrote it. They have the ability to write some way to crack it through software bridges they create that allows them access. It's probable that you will be hacked if you haven't already. So what can we do? Well, got to be vigilant, cautious, and proactive. Change passwords often and use ones that come out of the air. That means passwords which hackers cannot easily figure out, like, you know, your kids' birthdays, anniversary, kids' names, etc. Try not to use interactive electronics like Amazon Alexa unless you're specifically needing to do so for some specific reason. And when you complete that task, power Alexa off. All you got to do is tell her, "Alexa, power off," and she'll do it. Put a piece of tape over the cameras on your computers and your other electronics, like your iPad. Turn your phone face down and power it off when you're not using it. There are cameras on both sides now. When you need to use those cameras, do so and put the tape back on them. The same things hold true on credit and ATM card usage online and making in-person purchases. Be smart, be safe. And as safe and smart as I know you are, you're going to be hacked. You're going to get a call from your credit card company asking if you really did authorize 12 plane tickets round trip first class from Chicago O'Hare to Las Vegas. That really happened to me, and it was on an American Express Platinum card I had just used at the Hyatt Regency just south of O'Hare in Chicago. They get it, folks. Somehow they get it. I hate the need that leads me for this one final thought. In every type of electronic communication you ever do, use as your default expectation, someone is going to try to get my personal information from what I'm about to do. I need to make it as difficult for them as I possibly can. Remember this, Big Brother is watching you always, and Big Brother is hungry always. He wants access to all your stuff. Don't let him in. Hey, thanks for being here today. We love having you along on this trip. We got truth. We give it to you from all kinds of places. And every place and every truth you get is very important. We'll talk to you again. And until we get together, have a great one. So long, everybody.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN,
the Truth News Network.